Good morning, everyone. Welcome back out into the bush on a really foggy morning. Today, I want you to go with me to the Lord's Prayer. No, that's not the Our Father who is in heaven. Go with me to John chapter 17, which is the actual Lord's Prayer. The first one was how the Lord told his disciples to pray. This one is how he himself prayed. John 17. But let me lay a foundation. What would you say to the Heavenly Father if you knew that within just hours you were going to die? Yeah, I know. It's going to get pretty serious pretty quick. And Jesus finds himself right there in John 17. It's not long until he is arrested. He's taken to a mock trial. He's convicted, accused, and he's sentenced to die by crucifixion on the cross. And we know that is exactly what took place. The thing about it is, Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. He was well aware of what lay just in front of him. So what are you going to say to the Heavenly Father when you find yourself in that situation? Well, first, Jesus prays for himself. John 17, verses 1 through 5. When Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come." Yeah, for sure. He continues, "Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." That's interesting. That's before Calvary. Verse 5, "And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Jesus starts up by lifting his eyes to heaven. Today we're going to just look at what Jesus said. It's profound things. And I just want us to interact with some of the things that he did and said. Firstly, he lifted his eyes to heaven. How do we pray? I know, most of the time we just kind of fold our hands and bow our eyes or close our eyes. But you won't find that anywhere in the scripture. You'll find that people will lift up their hands and their eyes to heaven and pray, or they'll fall on the floor, flat on the floor, to worship and pray. But you never find people bowing their head and closing their eyes. If you'll notice, when you close your eyes, I tested it this morning. Closed my eyes and all of a sudden, all these images start flashing through my mind. So if we keep our eyes open and focus on who we're talking to, it may help us. But Jesus lifted up his eyes and began to pray. "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." Here's something that we can learn from. Jesus, in his last hours, knowing that it's going to get rough, but he wanted to glorify God with what happened in his life. Can we be that way? There's something else that we need to learn. We need to just glorify God in all things. In the good times, and that's easy. In the bad times, Paul wrote in the book of Corinthians, "Do all to the glory of God." He was speaking to whether we eat or whether we don't. But whatever we do, folks, let's glorify God. That's what Jesus did, and he is the model that we should follow. Now, in these verses we just looked at, Jesus said that he now has authority over all flesh. and he will give eternal life to everyone that God has given him. A couple of things to look at here. Jesus has authority over all flesh. All flesh. It's probably why at the very end, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, because he does have authority over all flesh. But he gives eternal life to all those that God will give him. God does the giving through the Holy Spirit, drawing people to Jesus. And he gives them to Jesus. What a system. What a wonderful system. Well, let me ask you, do you belong to Jesus? I mean, do you really? Has God given you to Jesus and he's given you eternal life? You need to make sure. I'm going to ask you that question several times today. Now Jesus gives some good theology. Jesus said that eternal life is to know the only true God and Jesus Christ. It's exclusive, folks, to know the true God, which is Jehovah God, and Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Let's make sure we keep that settled. Then Jesus asked for the Father to return him to the glory that he had before the world existed. Can you only imagine what that is like? The glory that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit experienced before the creation of the world. Yes, they pre-existed before everything was created. But that glory, my goodness. And Jesus prays to be returned to that glory. Well, Jesus has more to say about that later on. Let's continue. Now Jesus prays for his disciples, verses 6 through 9. I have revealed your name to the people you gave me from the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, because I have given them the words you gave me. They received them and have known for certain that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. Verse 8, I pray for them. Verse 9, I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they are yours. Verse number 6, they were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. If you've ever wondered the value for the word of God, yes, your Bible. If you've ever wondered about the value for the word of God, there you are. You see, the major thing about following Jesus is to keep his commandments and to follow his word, the word of God, the Bible. It is God's revelation, and actually Jesus' revelation to us. Spend time in your Bible. It's something we hear over and over and over again, but it is so true. Spend time in your Bible. Verse 9, I pray for them, and I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they are yours. If you belong to Jesus, he will pray for you. Let me say it again. If you belong to Jesus, he'll pray for you. Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, wrote in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 25, therefore he, speaking of Jesus, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. Now watch this, since he always lives to intercede for them. That's Jesus interceding for those who have come to him. Jesus not only knows my name, he knows all about me, and he's my representative before God the Father. What more can you ask? He prays for us. So are you here today? Have you given your life to him? Have you trusted him? If you have, then he prays and intercedes for you. Let's look at verse number 10. Everything I have is yours, Everything you have is mine. I am glorified in them. Deep question here. Does your life glorify Jesus? Ask yourself that question. Does your life glorify Jesus? That's the main end of mankind. It's to love God, glorify Him, and enjoy Him forever. Does your life glorify God? Verse number 11. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Now Jesus brings a phrase into his prayer that we're going to hear over and over. They may be one as we are one. That's significant. We need to get our heads around it. And we're going to be talking about that later on. But the unity that the Father and the Son had is the unity that his followers should have. How is it even possible for us to have unity throughout the body of Christ around the world? Well, Jesus will say more about that later. Verse 12. While I was with them, I was protecting them by your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them is lost except the son of destruction, so the scripture may be fulfilled. We all know that Judas was destined to be lost, and he went to his own place. But for the rest of us who follow Jesus, we belong to Jesus, and he will guard us. He will look after us. He will protect us. Did you know that? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 3, Paul wrote, "But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one." That's a promise, folks. As we live in this evil world, we really do need to follow Jesus. You see, Jesus guarded his disciples, and he will guard us just the same and keep us from the evil one. You only need to look at the news at night to know there's some crazy things going on in our world. And I have a good idea that a lot of it is motivated by the devil himself. Remember, he came to seek, kill, and destroy. That's what he's doing around the world. I believe it's a good thing that Jesus will guard us as we live every day in this world and in this culture. He will protect us from what we cannot see. He will stop those who want to deceive us. He will look after us. He will guard us. Don't forget that. Are you his today? Are you his today? For no other reason besides that, you should give your life to him. Are you his? Well, there's more reasons than that. One is eternal salvation, the forgiveness of sins. And then he will guard us. Are you his? Let's look further at verse number 15. I am not praying that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. There again, there's that protection that Jesus is praying for. And do you think the Lord, the Father, answered Jesus' prayer? Well, you bet he did. Verses 16 and 17. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. There again is the value of the word of God. Sanctify them with your word. Sanctify means to set apart for a very special purpose. The word of God will clean you, it will feed you, and it will set you apart to a special purpose. Now you see how important the Bible is, but I want you to look and see how important you are. When you get saved, as we mature, God will set us apart for a special purpose. What is that purpose? Why don't you decide to follow Jesus and let him show you what His special purpose is for you. And He has a special purpose just for you. Ask Him to show you. I believe God is calling all of us to come and follow Jesus. If we will accept that invitation, He'll make us brand new. And then He'll give us that special purpose. And now, in John 17, Jesus prays for us specifically. Verses 20 through 26. I pray not only for these, but also for those who believe in me through their word. That's us. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. When we're unified with the Father and together, the world will believe. That just tells me we're not there yet. Verse 22, I have given them the glory you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. There's that glory again. I am in them, and you are in me, so that they may be completely one, that the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. There's that unity with Christ, who is unified with God, that makes the world believe. Verse 24, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they will see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the world's foundation. Righteous Father, the world has not known you. However, I have known you, and they have known that you sent me. I've made your name known to them and will continue to make it known, so that the love that you love me with may be in them and I may be in them. Now, I'm not going to dig into this one today, but I want you to read verses number 20 through 26 over and over and over, because I think you will find in those verses that very special sacred place that I've been talking about for the last couple of months. So read verses 20 through 26 and let Jesus through the Holy Spirit show you that wonderful truth about a sacred place. Father, I thank you for today. Thank you that we can be so connected to Jesus. Thank you that He prays for us. Thank you that He protects us. But He does that for those who have surrendered their lives to Him. Father, I pray everyone listening today will surrender their life to Jesus. Let Him save them, clean them, set them apart. He'll pray for us. He'll protect us. Father, that's all wrapped up in following Jesus. I pray that everyone will follow Him. In Jesus' name, amen.